بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم الا نزلت عليهم السكينه وغشيتهم الرحمه وحفتهم الملائكه وذكرهم الله فيمن عنده ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه رواه مسلم. Continuing with the hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no group of people gathers in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engages in the recitation of the Qur'an and learning and teaching amongst themselves what the Qur'an, what the injunctions of Qur'an and hadith are, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming pleased with the action of these people, causes sakina to descend upon them. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrouds this gathering. The malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throng around this gathering. And Allah ta'ala makes mention of this gathering in another gathering that is close to Him. The benefit, the virtue of acquiring the knowledge of deen. On the one hand, we find that before this virtue, in this hadith, it's mentioned, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That person who treads the road to acquiring the knowledge of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the road to Jannah easy for that person. However, if you look at that virtue, what is the difference between that virtue and this virtue that is mentioned immediately thereafter, is the connotation in the first part is of a person individually treading the road to acquiring knowledge. In the second virtue which we mention now, Rasulullah ﷺ says no group of people gathers. So from this, ulama ikram mention, we learn the virtue like salah when it is read in congregation is multiplied minimum 25 to 27 times more than the salah which is read individually. When it comes to acquiring the knowledge of deen also, we are encouraged to do it in a collective, in a jamaat form. This is why Rasulullah says, majtama'a qawm, that a group of people gathers. No group of people gathers in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that this special virtue, that when the ummah on a collective basis, like we mentioned on the daily basis, the halqa of ta'aleem that takes place, likewise in our madaris, in our makatib, where a group gets together, a jamaat gets together to acquire the knowledge of deen, then these special virtues which are mentioned in the hadith, first and foremost, sakina descends. We dealt in great detail as to what is meant by sakina. The second is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action to such an extent that the mercy of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connotation is almost as if it is raining down upon this gathering. Then Rasulullah ﷺ says that the malaika of Allah throng around this gathering. Other riwayat we find that they form a level right from the earth till the arsh of Allah. That is millions and millions and millions of malaika out of the honor and ikram that they also love the gathering or the majalis of the knowledge of deen. So they throng in huge numbers. Ulama ikram explained one of the benefits of this is that the entire atmosphere is blotted out, so there is no gap or no opportunity for shaitan to interfere with those who are taking part in this gathering. And the accolade, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes zikr of those who are remembering Him. In these gatherings, Allah is remembered, so Allah remembers you in a much better gathering. Fiman inda, in the gathering that is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama ikram explained that refers to the gathering of the malaika, the gathering of the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the gathering of the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the final expression in this hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, man batta'a bihi amalu lam yusri' bihi nasabu. That person who delays in his actions, that person whose actions have delayed him, he should not expect that his family lineage or family ties will hasten him or will come to his aid. What is meant by this is that the currency of akhirat, the currency in Allah's court, in the hereafter, the criteria, main criteria, on the basis of which we will be successful. Oh Allah, forgive us. Allah, save us. We will be taken to task is our amal and our actions. The short life in this world we have been given. And we have to maximize our effort to saving ourselves in akhirat. Maximize our effort to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maximize our effort, maximize the utilization of our time to gain the forgiveness of Allah, to earn Jannah, to save ourselves from Jahannam. Sometimes shaitan makes this effort upon a person that, mashallah, you come from a very dindar, from a very pious family, or you have association with certain mulana or certain sheikh or certain individual, and because of that association, you can relax and take it easy. Allah Ta'ala will make your maghfirat on the basis of which family you come from, or what, or this individual who you have association with. Like sometimes you hear this expression that, you know, a person tells somebody, I'm going to hold your kurta and go to Jannah. What we should bear in mind is whilst there is evidence in Quran and Hadith of intercession of pious people on behalf of others, or intercession based on family ties, etc., this is not the primary basis. Whether Allah will allow intercession, that is a secondary matter, that we have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the main criteria will be our amal and our actions. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that no one will bear the burden of someone else. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذِ وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that when the trumpet will be blown, the trumpet of Qiyamah, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ, all family ties will break down. All family ties will break down. The criteria on that day primarily will be one's amal. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, يَأْمُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِالصِّرَاطِ فَيُضْرَبُ عَلَى جَهَنَّمْ فَيَمُرُّ النَّاسَ عَلَى قَدْرِ عَمَالِهِمْ زُمْرًا زُمْرًا. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, to be erected. And thereafter, people will be passing or crossing the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, ala qadri amalihim, on the basis of their amal, on the basis of their good deeds. They will be passing in groups. Awailuhum kalam'il barq, thumma kamarri rih, thumma kamarri tayr, thumma kamarri rajuli sa'yan, wahatta yamurru rajulu, wahatta كَمَرِّ الرَّجُلِ مَشْيًا وَحَتَّى يَمُرُّ آخِرُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَطْنِهِ. People will be passing on the basis of their amal. Some will be those who exerted themselves. Allah accepted them. They will pass with the speed of lightning. Some with the speed of wind. Some with the speed of birds. Some with the speed of people running. Then some with the speed of people walking. In other words, as the amal are less, so too will be the speed by which they will cross the sirat. Then Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala says, there will be some that will be crawling on their stomachs, and some even slower than that. So they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi lima batta'ta bihi, O my Rabb, O my Allah, why is it that you have delayed me? Why is it that you have kept me behind? Why is it that you have caused me to be so slow over the sirat? Allah ta'ala will respond to them, Inni lam abta' bik, I did not create the delay. Innama batta abika amaluk, it is your actions that created the delay. In other words, you did not exert yourselves. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Fatima, his beloved daughter, Ya Fatima binti Muhammad, that, O Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar fa inni la ughni anki binallahi shay'a, make effort to save yourself from Jahannam, because I will not be able to save you from Jahannam. The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is addressed like this. In this is ta'aleem for the ummah, that do not be deceived that because you have association with some pious person, or because you are from some pious family, or your relatives are pious, this means that your jannat is guaranteed. No, you have to make effort. You will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the basis on that day will be your amal. Time is ticking, the clock of our life is ticking. Do not delay. Do not hesitate, do not hold back. Maximize our effort for akhirat. Today we are maximizing our effort for dunya. We have to maximize our effort for akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah.